from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Stoke City is a team that there seems to be a lot of love for within the FC Yahoo crew. And I'm going to be honest, guys, I'm not totally sold. I'm not totally sure why. Alex or Shahan, either one of you, give me the case for Stoke.
Shahan, you have a good case for Stoke, don't
you? I do. Well, it's really simple. It's the Welsh Javi.
That's very true.
The Welsh Pirlo. Whatever.
Who, by the way, the same person. Yeah.
it is the same person. It's Joe Allen. Joe Allen's part of this team. I mean, how can you not love the Welsh Javi?
That might be one of the greatest Brendan Rodgers quotes ever.
And thank you. That's
Welsh Javi thing.
All right, I lost it there for a second, but I'm back. Well, no, okay, so Stoke, you know, for all the madness in the Premier League last year, Stoke was actually the one team that seemingly just met expectations and did what they always do. And then you actually look at it, and, you know, I dug into it a little bit, and they beat Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, and West Ham, and then they claim points off of Tottenham, Arsenal, Leicester City. A lot of the craziness we saw at the top of the table was caused by Stoke. Now, they're not the greatest team. We don't expect them to necessarily go through the roof. But you know what? I got to give Mark Hughes some credit. He went there in a tough situation because Pulis had pretty much made it, you know, had their style of game, and people respected what Stoke did. And Mark Hughes completely switched what they do, how they play. It's much more fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And they actually still are a Premier League team capable of upsetting, like I said, the teams I listed. Upsetting the top teams in the league. So you have to give this team a lot of credit. And when you look at what they did last year, it's hard not to say that this team can do it again because really not all that much has changed. And they've added Joe Allen.
And isn't the Welsh Javi sort of emblematic of this transition from Pulis to Hughes being complete? Like, Joe Allen would never play for Tony Pulis. Like, he's the opposite of everything that Tony Pulis is about. And now he's here alongside, like, Jaren Jahiri, and I think Bojan's still there, right?
Bojan's there, yeah. Ibrahim Afellay.
Yeah, Ibrahim Afellay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an exciting team, right?
They had more Champions League winners on Stoke City squad last season than any other team in the Premier League.
That's so funny, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the thing with Stoke. Out of all the sort of kind of mid-table clubs, their squad is it's kind of remarkable when you look at it.
Marko Arnautović, too. Don't leave him out.
Yeah. There were rumors that he wanted to leave, but it looks like he's staying, yeah.
U.S. International Joff Cameron had a good season. Yeah. Had a great Copa America.
This is Jeff, right?
His name is Jeff.
Can I call him Joff?
Oh, he doesn't know how to spell his own name,
no,
but he's Jeff.
You can call him Joff. I'll allow it.
You know, but I think with Stoke, maybe we're kind of looking for them to maybe make good on some of these players. With the squad that they have, is this a team that could even sort of step up?
Yeah, I feel like they were weirdly disappointing at times.
A little bit, yeah.
Like,
for those kind of players.
Shaqiri
had a flat
season.
Afellay wasn't great.
Yeah, well, I think he's been has injury troubles too.
Sure, but
I'm not 100%
sure
about that. But
you know, then you've got 35-year-old Peter Crouch still out there on the books. So, I do like Stoke. I just think.
Yeah, I think they're
we
a good
want
place.
To see a bit more for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think here. So I'm looking at indicative of kind of not always meeting expectations. They had a negative 14 goal differential.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was going to say.
Which is actually the only team in the top half of the table with a negative goal differential.
Yeah, so I think they overachieved based on how they played last year, and especially like when you look at stats like expected goals and stuff. Like they weren't as good as a ninth place team. Like there was no way they were actually better than Chelsea last year. But that said, I think
one way in the table.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Table doesn't lie, I guess. No, the table lies. But I think the point is with Stoke is even if they did overachieve last year, they're in a place where they can, like they have the talent to replicate that performance this year, right?
Agreed.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't necessarily expect them to push on and go to the top of the table or anywhere near it, but I don't at all expect them to drop down. I think that they have a capable enough manager, they have enough consistency in the squad, and I think they have good talent down there. I mean, it's a good team. It can be a better team. It could be a slightly worse team. I don't see them in a relegation scrap at all this year. I think that they're going to be mid-table.
I think one concern is it's not a young team.
That's true.
They've got, you know, Shea Given's 40. You got a lot of guys on sort of the wrong side of 30 and up and down the squad. So, you know, that's going to become a factor. If not this season, then in the next couple seasons. But nonetheless, I like Stoke. I'd like to see him kick on a little bit and improve over last season.
Sounds good. That's all we got for Stoke. For all our Premier League previews, make sure to check out sports.yahoo.com/soccer. For Henry Bushnell, Shahan Ahmed, Alex Baker, thanks for listening.